February 27th. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's Emotional Pain. On this day in 1807, the American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born. An academic and for a time a professor at Harvard, he is known for his ballads, such as The Song of Hiawatha and Paul Revere's Ride. Longfellow's life sometimes appears superficial compared to the angst and torment endured by some poets, but he did endure some emotional pain of his own, especially over the untimely death in 1861 of Francis, who was badly burnt and died following an accident with matches. Not unusual in this time of open fires, candles and long dresses. Francis, of course, was his second wife, Frances Appleton. The short story, A Half Hour with Longfellow, that appeared in The New Yorker in 1951, is a great read. Here is his only love poem, and of course, it's to Francis. Low in the painted aureole of the west, whose pains the sunken sun incarnadines, like a fair lady at her casement shines the evening star, the star of love and rest. And then anon she doth herself divest of all her radiant garments and reclines behind the sombre screen of yonder pines, with slumber and soft dreams of love oppressed. O my beloved, my sweet Hesperus, my morning and my evening star of love, my best and gentlest lady, even thus, as that fair planet in the sky above, dost thou retire unto thy rest at night, and from thy darkened window fades the light. Today I ask to understand the meaning of true love and friendship. The music, of course, is Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring.